Self-confidence is something that many of us really, really want, but then it can be difficult to achieve. Remember, I said that it can be difficult, not that it is difficult. But with some practical strategies and tips, we can work towards becoming more self-confident and overcoming self-doubt. Hello everyone, this is Ade. My name is Ade and this is Weekend Charon. Weekend Charon is a podcast where I share what I've learned on different self-help topics. I also share tips, strategies, and help on becoming the better version of yourself. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about building self-confidence and overcoming self-doubt. And without further ado, let's get into the video. I have written down some things that I'll be sharing, so I'll be looking at my script. I have what the self-doubt means, causes of self-doubt, signs that you have self-doubt, and how to build self-confidence. So what does self-doubt means? So according to the Oxford Dictionary, self-doubt simply means lack of confidence in oneself or one's ability. If you feel, if you have this feeling of lack of faith in yourself, it means that you have self-doubt. It often arises when we face difficult challenges, or when we are given something new to do, or when we need to make a decision. Example is being afraid to speak up because you think that you're not worth it, you're not good enough, and is when you're being given a new task to do, and then you think that, okay, the skill you have or your level of understanding cannot do this, or and so on. You see, this thing happens to me a lot. I happen to know how to make hair. Like if you're an African, we make braids and so on and so forth. So I just know how to make it, but I did not learn it professionally. So when someone tells me that they want to make their hair, I get this feeling inside of me. I feel like, oh God, what if I make a mistake? What if it does not come out well? What if I'm not going to do it the right way? Those kind of thoughts begin to wash in and so on. But deep down, I can do this thing. I know how to do it. And then for sometimes I'll just like doubt myself and so on and so forth. So self-doubt, it makes someone feel anxious and it makes you feel unsure of yourself. So in simple words, when you lack faith in yourself, you lack confidence in yourself or your ability, you simply have self-doubt. Yes. So what are the things that can cause self-doubt? There are a lot of things that causes self-doubt, but I'll be sharing a few that I think that are very common. The first one is negative past experience. You know, experiences like bullying, body shaming. If you've ever been body shamed, man, you're going to lack self-confidence. It's not a a good bridge or something. If you have ever been body shamed, like it makes you want to like stay in the shell. You feel like I'm not good enough. My body is this, my body is that. Body shaming, past mistake, past failure, trauma. Like if you listen to the previous episode when I was talking with our guest Nifemi about self-confidence, she mentioned that trauma can cause one to lack self-confidence. So number two, we have comparing yourself to others. When you start comparing yourself to like someone that you think is successful, you start having self-doubt. And let me tell you, those people you see on social media becoming successful, having big houses and this, some of them are fake. Please do not misquote me. I said some of them are fake. So learn not to or try not to compare yourself. If you start comparing yourself to other people, self-doubt will creep in. The next one, number three, is childhood upbringing. You see, the environment that we grow up in, it plays a vital role in our life, and so does our parents. And you know, in some African homes, mostly African setting, our parents tend to compare us to people that they think, or children that they think that are doing well, maybe in their academics or in real life or whatever. They tend to compare us, and it affects the children. Although some parents does not know that it's a bad thing or it affects the children, but it does, like it affects them. The next one is fear of failure. Yes, if you're afraid of failing, if you're afraid of failing, it makes you doubt yourself. You'd be like, what if I get it wrong? Like, to answer a question in class, you'd be like, what if I get it wrong? And sometimes you might know the answer deep inside of you. Maybe they're asking you, what is 2 + 2? You know that the answer is 4, but you are afraid that, okay, what if I say 4 and it is wrong? And then you begin to doubt yourself and so on. And it is difficult for you to take risk if you have self-doubt, if you fear failure. There are other causes like negative self-talk, perfectionism. You know, when you want everything to be perfect, even before you start, it's making you doubt yourself. You'll be like, this thing is not in the right place. This thing is not supposed to be here. It's not as perfect. It's not looking perfect as I want itself. So those kind of things, perfectionism, or maybe when you're giving new challenge, something you have not done before, it can make you doubt yourself. So now, what are the signs that you are doubting yourself, or signs that you have self-doubt? Number one is procrastination. Yes, I'll do it later. There is still time. You procrastinate. It means that you have self-doubt. Like I talked about procrastination in a previous video. You can check on my YouTube channel or my Spotify channel to listen to it. I talked about what procrastination means, the causes of procrastination, why we procrastinate, and how we can overcome it. So procrastination is one of the causes, it's one of the signs of self-doubt. Then we have negative self-talk. When you talk to yourself, either in your mind or your thoughts, or even normally you joke about negative things about yourself. Those are the signs of self-doubt. We also have feeling worthless. Yeah, it happens to some people. Like, there was a time I do feel worthless. Like, I feel like I don't have words. Like, I'm of no use or something. I used to, back then, before I started learning about self-improvement stuff. And right now, I am happy with myself. And I know my worth. Yeah, I know my worth. So, feeling worthless, anxiety. You're always anxious. You're always scared. You have difficulty in making decisions. I think this applies to many of us. Like, when you want to make a decision, like, doubting, what if I make the wrong decision? What if this is the right decision? And so on and so on. Begin to, like, carry, and, you know, toggle or juggle them. So those kind of things can cause self-doubt. And also, perfectionism. I mentioned the meaning earlier. Insecurity. Yeah, insecure. Like, I used to be insecure about my body, and I would hate going out, or I would hate dressing up. Like, I would, like, even if I dress up, they're still gonna call me fat or something like that. So I do feel, I used to, and sometimes it still happens, but I just wave it off because, you know, I know I'm beautiful. Anyways, the next one is needing constant reassurance. This one is for people in relationship, and they'll be like, they want their partners to always reassure them that love them, you like them, they're the only one for them, or something like that. If you, maybe your girl or your man is always wanting you to tell them that love them or something. They have self-doubt and you need to help them. All right, so that's that about the signs of self-doubt. So check yourself today and see if you have self-doubt. Now, how to build self-confidence and overcome self-doubt. Number one, and the most important thing, learn to love yourself. Many people underrate this self-love of a thing, or some people even overrate it. Like, they start doing something wrong and like it's self-love. No, self-love is actually very important if you want to be more confident in yourself. I'll be talking about self-love in some other episode. So the first thing to do if you want to build self-confidence is to love yourself. Number two, do not stop comparing yourself to others. You see, when you compare yourself to others, you only deprive yourself of happiness. So if you don't want to be happy, you can compare yourself to others. But if you want to be happy and you want to be confident in yourself, stop comparing yourself to others. Next one is challenge negative self-talk. When you notice that, okay, you have started talking to yourself negatively, right? Rather maybe in your mind or your thoughts or even physically, try to like switch to saying some positive affirmations. I'm beautiful. I'm beautifully made. I'm wonderfully made. I'm an image of God. Those positive affirmations make yourself happy. Even when you're not feeling it, just keep saying it until you feel it. Yeah, so the next one is learn from your failure. You know, sometimes when we fail at something or we fail something, we'll be like, oh God, I've failed. And then we try to bury ourselves in that failure. But when you see failure as an opportunity to do better next time, it's a great thing. Learn from your failure. If it's sometimes you need to learn from your success or other people's success. So one way or another way to have confidence in yourself and overcome self-doubt is to learn from your failure. The next one is practice self-care. Learn to take care of yourself physically, mentally, socially, spiritually, emotionally. Take care of yourself. And this includes eating healthy, eating good food, exercising. You don't have to eat the gym. You can walk to school to exercise. You can just stretch for 5 minutes in your house, in your room. It's an exercise. And also journaling. Maybe you write down what you're grateful for, the things that happen in the day, during the day, and so on and so forth. Also engage in fun activities that brings you joy and relaxation. So these are the 5 tips I have on how to build self-confidence. We've come to the end of today's episode. I hope you learned one thing or the other. And I'll be putting the link to the audio only down in the description box. And if you've not seen the previous video of self-confidence talk with Nefemi, you need to go and watch it. There's a lot of things to learn. And I want to use this medium to say thank you to our guest, Nefemi, for showing up and honoring our invite in the last episode. And that is it for today. Have a nice weekend. Stay safe. Bye.